This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today, and my special guest is Josh Lockhart. You know, I told you I was going to not do that. I have a business partner working with me on Coder Fair named Jacques Woodcock, and I always do that. So, Josh Lockhart, that is your name. Josh, say hello to everybody.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Now, Josh, you are a senior developer at New Media Campaigns, but what we're here to talk to you today about is a website that you've put together, actually it's more become a movement now, called PHP The Right Way, and we'll throw a link to the URL in the show notes, but it's phptherightway.com. And let's dive right into the questions. First question, why did you start phptherightway.com?
Well, thanks, Cal. I guess let me go ahead and start and preface, like, what is PHP The Right Way? And like you said, it's kind of become a movement. And its goal is to provide reliable, up-to-date information, good information, for people, programmers new to PHP. And they could be seasoned developers coming from another language. They can be brand new to programming. But right now, why I wrote this, I was inspired by a series of blog posts, and which I'll get to in a second. But the reason for this is there's a real lack of reliable, up to date information about PHP on the web. So when you get new programmers coming into the field, specifically to PHP, they're going to go to Google. They're going to search for PHP tutorials or something like that, and they're going to find a long list of mostly old, outdated information. I'm not going to name names for specific sites, but a lot of the information is old. And I'm not saying that it's on purpose. I'm not saying there's anything malicious about that. It's just the fact that there aren't that many well-known resources for new PHP information. And that's what this site is attempting to address. You know, I'm trying to get new users straight onto the right path with good information, to propagate good practices, to propagate good code. And that's what really PHP The Right Way is about. Now, what really got me inspired to write this, it was kind of funny. You know, obviously there's been a ton of these, like, PHP sucks blog posts and release flame bait headlines. And, you know, I'll name Jeff Atwood. You know, he's not a real I read that, and you know, he's obviously trying to you know, spark a conversation there. But that was really followed up by really, really well-written, really well-reasoned blog post by Fabian Potencier. Let me pull that up here in my browser.
We'll throw a link to the show notes into Fabian's post because it was very well-written.
Yep. And he named it PHP is much better than you think, and that's exactly right. You know, if you actually, you know, take time away from the rants and you actually try and learn something from PHP, you know, it's a really good language. You know, a lot of people, these rants are, you know, they're really outdated. And if you actually look at PHP 5.4 as it is today, it's actually a really good, well-rounded language. And PHP The Right Way tries to let people know that. So that's really kind of how what inspired me to write this. So, you know, when I read Fabian's post, you know, 30 minutes later, I had this initial 1.0 site up. You know, the code was kind of rough, the content was really lacking, but it was something. And I tweeted it, and it caught on like wildfire. And I was really, really shocked by how well it's been taken into the community. It's humbling. So that's really great to see.
Yeah, it very is. And, of course, every time I read one of these posts, like Jeff Atwood wrote, my initial response is, great, you don't like PHP. Just don't freaking use it, you know. Mm-hmm. But why you got to be tearing down what other people's are building, you mm-hmm. know, because PHP is a good, solid tool. I'm sorry if it weren't, then, I mean, conservative estimates say 50% of applications on the web are written in PHP, mm-hmm. and 75% of the servers on the web have PHP installed.
Exactly.
If it were as bad as all these people like to try to convince us it is, then no, it would not have gained this kind of popularity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and great, you've got your own favorite tool to write or language to write in.
Yep.
Use that and go build awesome instead of trying to tear down what other people are building.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and yeah, I agree completely. Yeah, I'm not going to get up here and say that PHP is the best language out there. I mean, it certainly has its flaws. I won't deny that. But it's a good tool. I mean, and it works really well. You know, once you learn how to use it the right way, which is what I'm trying to get people to learn, it's a great tool to get things done. And I sent a tweet out a while back, you know, it's like, instead of griping about PHP, you know, I've been using it to get things done. And that's really what I'm trying to promote here.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think that's the attitude a lot of PHP developers have, and that's the reason you don't see a lot of people defending it, is because PHP developers are out there getting stuff done.
Yep.
You know. So, but anyhow, you know, because I'm not here to bash on any other language. If you've got a language that works for you, then work in it. But so far, I've looked at everything that's come along since I've started working with PHP. And nothing has given me a significant advantage in development time or the tools available that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some great tools out there that do some wonderful stuff. I'm just not doing any of that. So, and PHP gives me everything I need to do to solve the problems that I have. That's why I stick with it. Hey, speaking of PHP and how awesome it is, let's talk a minute here about our sponsor, Engine Yard. Engine Yard sponsors us for Season 2. We are so glad to have them. And I want to take a second to talk about them and their PHP product, Orchestra. Now, Orchestra is a cloud-based hosting solution. Now, the website says they are a platform as a service. I do the whole quotey fingers there because that's market speak, you know. But if you cut through all the market speak, what they, you know, here's what they really have to say. They make deploying PHP applications dead simple for production. You simply attach your Git or SVN repo to your account. And when you tag something for production, it automatically gets pulled, goes live. I mean, you really can't get any simpler than that. They manage everything for you, and this is what I love because I am an old system admin. I mean, I've been doing Linux admin since Red Hat 6.5 back in the old days. And with Orchestra, I don't have to manage any of that. I don't have to worry about any of that. They take care of it. I just have to worry about what I do, which is create something that I think is awesome. They patch it. They do everything else for me. Now, if you, for our listeners out there, if you've not taken a chance or not taken a look at Orchestra, go out to engineyard.com/orchestra and check it out. Sign up for their free service and do this. Everybody's got a pet project. Take your pet project, load it up on their free account, and just test it out and see. Okay, see if it will work for you. Okay, it works for a lot of people. I know I enjoy working with it, and there's a lot of people out there that really love Orchestra. But just try it out. If it doesn't work for you, you know, it's like PHP. If it's not going to work for you, just move on. You know, but I really think it'll work for you. So if you've not done it yet, go out to engineyard.com/orchestra. Check them out, and make sure you tell them thank you for sponsoring Voices of the Elephant. Okay. Josh, question number two.
All right, let's go.
What makes PHP the Right Way different from the plethora of other PHP resources out there for beginning developers? Because there are a bunch of them.
Yep, that's absolutely right, and it's a great question. And I think that the answer to that is it's an answer to the plethora of resources out there. You know, most of the resources out there, you know, most of them are outdated. A few of them are really good, but the problem is that it's really disjointed. It's very hard to find the signal in the noise, I should say. I think that the reason that PHP the Right Way is the answer is kind of because of the community response that it's gotten and the momentum that it's gotten. It's become a movement, like you said earlier in the podcast. It's also going to be up to date. That's kind of one of the things that I've been trying to do is to make sure that as PHP evolves, the site is going to continually evolve with it. So it's always going to be a reliable source of information. And how that's possible is obviously, number one, it's got huge PHP community support behind it. You know, obviously I've been floored by the great response, you know, on Twitter. It's gotten over 2,000 tweets at this point. There's been a lot of industry experts that have kind of gotten behind it and lent their expertise, Chris Harches and a few others. And it's also, it's on GitHub. So it's open to pull requests. It's not just me, you know, putting my thoughts onto this thing. It's a community project at this point. And I think that's what makes it stand out from all the others.
Excellent point. Now, for those of you who, regular listeners who don't know this, the interviewees get the questions in advance for Voices of the Elephant. I cheat. I send them the questions in advance. But I'm going to go off book here and ask you one that you've not seen in advance and you're not prepared for. Okay. What's going to keep you from becoming one of those outdated sites in 2 years?
I think the community behind it. That's really the answer. I think that the PHP community has a lot of great people in it. And and as you can see from this project, you know, I had no idea it was going to become what it is. But the fact that the PHP community so quickly can center behind a single idea and kind of pull all their thoughts and ideas and resources into a single document, a repository that, again, is not just me writing it, but it's the community, is going to give it longevity. I think that's the answer.
Excellent answer. Okay, third and final question. Who can contribute to PHP the right way?
Everyone, please. Everyone get behind this.
Okay. How?
All right, how? Well, it's on GitHub. Actually, you can go to phptherightway.com, obviously, first, and then there's a link from that on the top right that says fork me. Follow that link. It takes you to GitHub where you can, you know, clone it down to your local computer and make your own changes and submit as a pull request. Anyone can contribute. Please do. If you don't know code or you're not familiar with GitHub, phptherightway.com also has web banner images that I put up there. Feel free to take those, put them on your own site, spread the word, let as many PHP developers know about this site as possible.
Excellent. Now, are there any particular things? I mean, I'm looking right now. You've got code style guide. You've got language highlights, dependency management. Are there any, of course, testing, since you mentioned Chris Grumpy Programmer Hartges, there has to be a testing section. But are there any sections that you're specifically looking for help on right now?
Absolutely. Right now, we've got in the servers and deployments section is fairly well filled out. We're trying to get some ideas and thoughts on having a virtualized section, like with using Vagrant and Puppet and Chef to kind of configure these, you know, set up and tear down environments really quickly with Vagrant. That's something we're looking for help with. Security, there's an ongoing thread right now on the GitHub issues tracker about security, specifically for password hashing. You know, do you use bcrypt? Do you use, was it pbkdf2? We're looking for feedback there. Let's see what else here. Coding practices. There's also some thoughts on, you know, implementing some ideas on design patterns. Not necessarily, you know, specific, like framework specific, but just general design patterns that would help you code in PHP day to day.
Interesting. Okay. Well, Josh, I want to thank you for your time and thank you for everything that you do with or for creating PHP the right way. The question we always end with is, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
All right. It's the Triangle PHP for PHP users in Durham, Raleigh, Chapel Hill area.
Oh, okay.
And you can find that at meetup.com/TrianglePHP. And before I run, I'd like to kind of thank a few people who've made this project what it is.
Absolutely.
Phil, I'm sure he's a common name. He's been instrumental to make this happen. I've learned a lot from him on how to manage requests.
You broke up on that one. Was that Phil Sturgeon?
Yeah, that's right, Phil Sturgeon. He's done a great job. He's taught me a lot about how to manage pull requests and keep things moving. Chris Jordan, he's my partner in crime at New Media, and he's been instrumental also in contributing a lot of parts to PHP the right way. And New Media Campaign is obviously where I work, giving me time off to continue working and making this project better.
Excellent. And yeah, and I'm looking at the bottom project contributors, and wow, there are a lot of them. You know, I was going to mention a couple of them, but there's so many of them. I feel like if I mention any of them, that I'm gonna leave somebody out. So go out to phptherightway.com, scroll down to the bottom. You can see all of the contributors, and I'd love to see some Voices of the Elephants listeners added to that list. So y'all go out and get involved in this project. Josh, thank you for putting this together. Thank you for spending some time with us today. And thank you for everything you're doing for the PHP community.
No problem. Thanks, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.